Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hollywood Live Extra with Tanya Hart.
You're listening to Hollywood Live Extra. I'm Tanya Hart, and we are talking about a very important issue in the African-American community today, heart failure. That's right. But my guest is somebody you wouldn't expect. He really needs no introduction, at least one of my guests. It's basketball legend Shaquille O'Neal is here. Joining him is Dr. Elizabeth Ofili. She is an MD, the Senior Associate Dean for Clinical and Translational Research at Morehouse School of Medicine, and the first female president of the Association of Black Cardiologists. Welcome both of you to Hollywood Live Extra.
Thank you so much, Tanya.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, no, Shaq, you know, we got to start out with you because we are in L.A., and, you know, no matter what, you're always going to be a Laker. I'm sorry. But anyway, you have been a spokesperson, you know, for a lot of brands in the past, but right now you're passionate about getting life-saving information through your Shaq Gets Real website. Why? And what is the personal story behind this?
You know, though I don't have heart failure myself, I've learned that it's a serious disease that affects over 5.5 million Americans, and it hits the African-American community pretty hard. So I partnered with Arbor Pharmaceutical, and we launched this campaign, because I felt it was a perfect opportunity to spread the word about heart failure disparity within the African-American community. And, you know, they should look into Bital, ISD, and hydralazine.
Yes.
People, you know, my age, you know, we like to wake up and say, you know what, I'm feeling good, I'm looking good, nothing's wrong with me, and we don't go to the doctors. So, you know, I just want to urge people to just, you know, call your local physician, stop by your local physician, and just get checked out. Because, again, it's 5.5 million Americans that are hit, but in the African-American community, we are hit much harder.
Well, that's true. The interesting thing about the Bidil, and Dr. Ofili, you can probably relate to this. So, turns out, as luck would have it, Bidil was actually developed in a lab that my husband built in Boston at BU. And this was a while ago. And because it was a race-specific drug, there was a lot of controversy about it, and it wasn't even made available to us for so long. So, I'm glad to see that's better. But can you speak on that a little bit, Dr. Ofili?
Sure. I think that the history, while it's a long one, is actually very specific in terms of how drugs are developed and tested in clinical trials. And the notion there was that if you take a drug that can relax the blood vessels by providing nitric oxide specifically at the level of the blood vessels where there's been known to be deficiency. And that deficiency happens over time, sometimes related to high blood pressure, sometimes related to risk for heart disease. And the FDA wanted to have a trial because there was data that suggested that this works better for African Americans than anything that we had up until that point. And so while I was president of the Association of Black Cardiologists, we got involved with promoting this clinical trial because of the disparities that we have at that time, we had and still have in heart failure. And I think the good news for all of us is the studies went well. We were able to bring in over 1,050 African-American patients, and there was very important information in terms of getting survival, less hospitalization, and feeling having a very good quality of life. And so that's really the backstory, and now some of the discussion that we're having, and that I'm so pleased that Shaquille O'Neal has lent his name to, is on increasing access to this drug. And this is where really the ShaqGetsReal.com website comes in, because it really has a forum or a platform for people to get information about heart failure in general, how to talk about it with their doctors, what are the risk factors, and what it is they need to be doing differently to avoid getting a heart failure. And getting
exactly.
when they do have a diet. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was going to say, can you explain, and you sort of just did, but doctor, could you explain what heart failure is? Because and maybe some of the symptoms, because I think people are suffering from things that they don't even know they have half the time.
Right. Very good question. And a lot of the times when we talk about heart failure, we're actually talking about the fact that the heart, which is essentially a pump, is not able to deliver the amount of oxygen that the body needs. So if a patient is then having symptoms of heart failure, they begin to experience shortness of breath. They also feel that, you know, maybe when they lie down, they can't breathe well. When they try to be active, they seem to run out of breath, and then they develop some swelling. Those are all signs that the heart muscle is weaker and that the fluid is backing up. And a lot of what we want people to think about is not just dismiss that and say, you know what, I'm fat, or I'm just not doing right with my diet. It could be something serious. And mm-hmm. you got to get checked out, because it could be the difference between life and death, essentially.
Well, absolutely, especially when you're talking about your heart. You know, Shaq, you're an athlete, no matter, you know, I know you've been retired for a while, but athletes are always athletes. And we've recently seen it in a lot of younger people, and not necessarily just African Americans, but a lot of younger people are having heart issues as well. A lot of it's hereditary, some of it is anyway. But, you know, as an athlete, what would you say to people? Because a lot of times, you know, people are young or they're athletic and they still think nothing's wrong. What would you say about that?
I would say don't always try to have the Superman or Superwoman mentality. You should just get checked once a year regardless. You know, I'm doing this because, you know, helping others is important to me. You know, sometimes we even athletes, we need a little reminder to take care of ourselves. So this is why I'm involved. I want to educate and, you know, mobilize others to invest in their health. Because, again, when you're an athlete and you're young and you're feeling good, we always think we're invincible. But I think, you know, everybody should get checked once, twice, even three times a year. Make sure everything's going
right. Has anyone in your family, have you had to deal with these issues in your family, or...
My family, no, but my son had a heart problem, but I don't know if this is related. Is this related, Dr. Ophelia?
No, actually, okay. he did not have any symptoms or heart failure problems.
Mm-hmm. So it's very, the heart failure thing is very specific then, like the symptoms that you said. And I really want to get that out there to people, because I know, you know, we often have symptoms and we just, like you said, you just slough them off and you don't bother.
Right. Tanya, I just wanted to emphasize something that's really common, and I think I mentioned that in passing, which is high blood pressure. And
yes.
That's a big part of the risk factors. And so some people actually don't know what their blood pressure is. It turns out that when you go around with elevated blood pressure, you're putting your heart muscle and your blood vessels at extra strain. And that over time just leads to the heart just feeling the pressure. And we want to make sure, at the very least, African-American patients know what their blood pressure is and try to get it under control. That's one of the information people will find when they go to ShaqGetsReal.com,
yes.
How to treat these risk factors, control them, and in fact reduce the chances of having heart failure. If they do get heart failure, though, we also want them to be aware that there are things to be done from the lifestyle standpoint, but also in terms of access to the therapy that we know works.
Yes, and apparently this drug, Bidil, has been working really well for those who have access to it for many years now. So we're very pleased about that. Like I said, since we were there at the very beginning of that drug's development. You guys are at the annual scientific meeting today, and it's going on this week with 3,000 other physicians. First of all, I got to ask you, Shaq, are they kind of surprised to see you there? Although they know that you're going to be there. But, you know, what's been the reaction to that?
Getting a lot of thank yous from doctors about, you know, help spreading the word. And that's what it's all about.
There's a lot of excitement around here, Tanya. We're just so excited that Shaq would take the time to come to this meeting. I was at a session this morning, and many of the doctors are just anxious to come to the, it's a special session. And so just, it's an amazing opportunity, and we're grateful to Shaq for taking time to do this.
Do you think that now that this drug, and there are others being developed, Bidil is not the only one, but because it, again, is a race-specific drug, do you think we've now gotten over the controversy? I mean, I did some research on this, and I know that there are a couple of people out there that are really kind of upset with you, Shaq, because you're out there promoting this. Don't ask me why, but just saying.
Well, I'm not
right.
A doctor, so. Go ahead, Dr. Philly.
Right. So I was going to say that I think it's important because I've been doing this now, as you mentioned, since 2000 to bring the study to light. I think the most important communication that we want is we don't want people to get caught up in the discussion about race-based medicine and lose sight of the fact that people are dying from the disease. At the end of the day, it is about getting people to feel well, stay out of the hospital, and enjoy quality care with their family based on what we consider to be evidence-based therapy. And I'm sure there's going to be future opportunities for new drugs, but it's important that these drugs are tested in African Americans. So when we take the therapy or prescribe them, we actually have confidence that they work well.
Exactly. Shaq, you were going to say something as well about that.
No, I was just going to say I'm not a doctor, so I don't really speak on specifics. My job here is just help people, just promote, or just tell people to go out and get checked up, take care of yourself. Because again, when it comes to this, it hits our community harder than any other community.
It absolutely does. And that's part of the whole big question here is why is that? Again, is it related to the diet? Is it related to lifestyle? I'm sure it's all of that. I'm sure it's the high blood pressure numbers as well. But, we all know now that we can get those numbers down really sometimes just by eating the right foods. So I'm assuming that's a part of this, too.
Right. No, there's no question that lifestyle has a role, but there are the real physiologic problems out there where if the blood vessels have been exposed for a long time, there's definite differences in how those blood vessels respond. And at the end of the day, you want to have the capacity for the blood to dilate, and nitric oxide mm-hmm. seems to play an important role. And so I think that has not changed from a scientific standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want our listeners to know they are listening once again to Hollywood Live Extra. I'm Tanya Hart with my very special guests here today, Shaquille O'Neal and Dr. Elizabeth Ofili. We're talking about heart failure in the African-American community, how important it is for you to get tested. If you don't feel good, don't be afraid to go to the doctor. And Shaq, if you could just speak to especially, the men in our society, and as of any color, what's up with men not wanting to go get checked out? And what would you tell them about all of that?
I mean, I don't want to speak on all men, but I know myself, I always had the aura of invincibility. I always said, I'm the greatest athlete. And then, of course, when you're in the NBA, you get a physical every year. So if the doctors clear me to play, I figured I was, very healthy. But sure. Now that I'm older, when I met the lovely Dr. Ofili, she encouraged me to get a doctor, encouraged me to get checked up. And that's what I'm encouraging everybody to do. Because when you're a man, and you protect and provide, and you work all day, and you do this, and you work out, you say, I don't have time to go to the doctor, but, you need to make time. And again, for more information, go to ShaqGetsReal.com to learn about the reality of heart failure in African Americans. I think once they see the website, they, encourage them to go.
Absolutely. We're going to also make sure that we have that website available with this particular podcast. And Dr. Ofili, first of all, I have to congratulate you for being the first female to run that organization.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just love that, just so you know. What parting words would you like to leave with our audience here about heart failure and the importance of really making sure that you're okay?
Right. So, Tanya, thank you so much for this opportunity. I think the bottom line is there is something that every single one of us can do to, first of all, avoid having heart failure. And then if we or a family member has it, to advocate to make sure we're getting the best treatment out there. That is the bottom line. And I want to encourage people to go to that website, learn information that we can take tomorrow to the doctor's office.
Yes. And also on Shaq's Get Real website, I did notice that you also, Shaq, have a link that you can click on for people to actually get these drugs either free or certainly at a low cost if they need them.
Yes. You know, it was a factor. It was something that was very, very important to me. So I wanted to make sure that they had that link. And again, by partnering with you know, Arbor Pharmaceuticals and Dr. Ophelia, I just want to bring great awareness to this issue and again, encourage people to talk to the doctors about how they can take better care of their heart.
Absolutely. And I cannot let you get away, though, without asking about the NBA this year. There's a lot going on. Do you think the Warriors could do it again? Gotta ask.
I definitely think the Warriors are the favorite because they've been together the longest. You know, Houston's going to be making some noise. Lakers have improved. Clippers have definitely improved. The West is going to be intense once again this year, but I think the Warriors are the favorites.
Okay, you heard it right here. I don't need to say another thing. Thank you both. Please come back anytime. There will be more about this, and hopefully this will all make a huge difference in the health of African Americans and everybody else, because once we're all healthy, everybody's well. Thank you so much again. And just let everybody know you're listening to Hollywood Live Extra. Don't forget to subscribe to SoundCloud, Stitcher, or any other podcast directory. Make sure you download all of these. If you like what you hear, you don't want to miss any of them, please leave us a 5-star review. I'm Tanya Hart. This is American Urban Radio Networks and AURN.com.
Hollywood Live Extra, a product of American Urban Radio Networks.